Amen. Good morning. How are you? Time for a prophecy update. I know you look forward to this as I do because we like to show how the trends in the world and the news corroborate these centuries-old prophecies that are found in the Bible. And the thing we like to point out is that when God goes on record in the Bible saying something, he's 100% accurate. We've come to believe, you know, from... Does anybody even know who Jean Dixon is anymore? Anyway, she was a famous, you know, soothsayer and all. And some of these people, you know, at the beginning of the year, they have these prophecies and stuff. And if one or two out of 100 come true, we think that they're really, you know, onto something. And God always 100% accurate in his prophecies. And most of the prophecies of the Bible have already come true with 100% accuracy. And we're just looking at the very end of days now and seeing how things are falling together or trending, at least in the direction that we would expect. The book of Daniel indicates that in the last days, the nation of Israel will sign a peace treaty that appears to be brokered or negotiated or confirmed, as it says, in some way by a leader from Rome. You can read that in Daniel chapter 9, which, by the way, just the fact that there would be a nation of Israel in the last days is itself a tremendous fulfillment of prophecy. Interesting news this week because Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was recently in Jerusalem. I just like saying that. Silvio, I think that's a cool name, right? Some of you ladies that are pregnant, Silvio, is still time. Let me quote from a February 3rd article written by our friend Joel Rosenberg. He writes and says this, "On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu welcomed Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi and the Italian cabinet for a series of joint meetings with the Israeli cabinet. He also hosted a dinner for the Italian delegation at the King David Hotel in Jerusalem. Netanyahu described the leader from Rome as, quote, one of Israel's greatest friends, a courageous leader who is a great champion of freedom and a great supporter of peace. Netanyahu said this despite the fact that the Associated Press reports Italy is the leading trade partner with Iran in the European Union. Berlusconi was one of only three leaders in Western Europe, however, who voted against the anti-Israel UN resolution last fall. The other two were German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Netherlands Prime Minister Jan-Peter, with a name I can't pronounce. Berlusconi, who brought eight senior members of his government, said that Rome considers Jerusalem one of its closest allies and considers Israel part of Europe. As long as I am one of the shapers of politics, the Roman leader stated, my greatest dream is to include Israel among the European Union. If indeed the Antichrist of the Bible is directly from Rome, as many students of Bible prophecy believe, this is exactly the kind of cooperation you would expect from your reading of Bible prophecy, that a Roman leader would arise in the last days who would have this kind of a relationship with Israel. We're not saying Berlusconi is the Antichrist or anything like that, but we just are showing how things are trending in certain directions that the Bible indicates. As I ask you each week, does anything need to happen before Jesus returns to resurrect and rapture the church? The answer to that is no. He could come at any moment as he's promised. And that's why I like to end these updates by saying, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.